Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr., and Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself? They goes, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. Understand? That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine? Love that I'll ask. Can't be surpassed. You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases. Sorry, folks, but it's the truth anyhow. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother? Satan, right? The Bible says he's doing that day and night.
Day and night.
Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other? Is that right? Is that right? Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Now we got three. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing he do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself.
Listen to this. Watch this. Listen.
Oh, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Look at him, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits out.
That's called unclean spirits crying out with loud voices as they came out of them. Greetings to each and every last one of you, sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, this is Pastor Dow. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and the live stream there on YouTube. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. We thank the Father. We do for all things. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Glory to the King. Now, all of you that are joining us by way of YouTube, as well as Blog Talk Radio. We welcome you this night. We hope that you all are doing well. The guest call-in number is 515-602-9654, 515-602-9654. If you have a question for us here tonight, you know, you'll hear an automated voice. Then you press number one, and you will be in the caller queue, and I will be able to see a blue light light up. Let me know you want to talk to Pastor Dow. The Passover is coming up. April 10th, Pesach night. Hallelujah. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful meeting. Matter of fact, some people are going to be here a little bit longer than normal because the Passover is usually only people just coming for the weekend because usually sometime it falls on what you call a Friday or a Saturday night, and then people take off the next day. But in this case, it's falling on a Monday. And so the saints of the Most High, y'all actually get to spend a couple of days extra around each other. It's a time of the year that all of us are looking forward to after coming out of the dead season. The dead season is when you have 6 months, six entire months of no feast days of the Most High God that He invites us to. Man, that's something. It really, really, truly is. We're going to open up the phone lines here tonight. Hallelujah. And we have given the mailing address already. We want you to be straightforward with your question. You understand what I mean? Because you may ask a question that somebody else may want to ask, but didn't have the power, strength, or spirit to ask. Hallelujah. If that's the case, then guess what? We are here. Glory to the King. So, again, the guest calling number is 515-602-9654. So, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and take your phone calls. All right. First phone caller in the caller queue here tonight, Brother D. Jared, calling number 786-786. Man, this mouse is jumping. 786-378. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. How can I help Brother D. Jared?
Shabbat shalom. Bless you, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
How are you?
Oh, tired, but doing well.
Hallelujah. Pastor, I was calling because I wanted to say Shabbat shalom to you. But about the video that you made, you titled it, This Thing Is Real.
Yeah.
Wow, this thing is real. You know, it's crazy the things that's going on. But they ought to give you a reality show, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you upset a lot of people, and this truth will get out there. And they never going to
sure.
do it because they don't want this truth to come out.
Right.
Hallelujah. Well, anyway, bless you, Pastor. Just want to say I'm inspired. I can't wait to come to Passover and be with the true saints of the Most High. Yeah. Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
All right. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom. All right, let's go to Brother Junior, call number 929-929. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Junior?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. Shabbat
shalom, Junior.
Man, this death season has been a beautiful death season for me because Father been showing some things, and, you know, I've been dealt with them now, you know. We had like a month, like 3 weeks till Passover. I want to make sure I'm clean, so I come cleaner.
Yeah.
This Passover than last year, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I see people partake Passover any kind of way, and they gone, you know what I'm saying? Bars ain't playing.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And it went so fast, too. Wow. Wow.
It's happening, so, ain't it, Brother Junior?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all's real. He's real. He's serious, man. He's serious to me, you know what I'm saying? I experienced that. So, you know, just thank you for the video. Thank you for the teachings. You helped me out throughout the dead season. You know, continue. Okay, Pastor, I love you so much, man. So, you take care. You teach, have great Shabbat, and look forward to teaching tomorrow, okay? Shabbat shalom.
Hallelujah. Love, Junior. Shabbat shalom. Be encouraged, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Brother Mike there in New York. Call number 646-646. This is Pastor Dow, Unit Survey Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. Just calling to say shalom. How are you doing this evening?
Doing well. I can help you, son.
I just calling in to say Shabbat Shalom to the family. Shabbat Shalom to you, sir, and just say bless you. And I can't wait for the Shabbat service tomorrow to learn some more stuff about myself and to prepare myself for Passover to be clean for the Most High Yah, so we can participate in the feast, sir.
You know, you and that crew up there in New York, brother Mike, y'all some of the few faithful young men that there are in this ministry, believe it or not. In your prayers, your offering, your letter of support, your dedication to the Most High Yah more than anything. And Pastor Dowell, appreciate it.
Bless you, sir. We all love you like a father. All of us, we all talk about you as our father, our spiritual father. So whatever we have to do for the ministry to help our family is what we will do, sir.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Well, bless you, son. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Man, this mouse. We got to go back to the hardwire mouse because this mouse ain't no good, saints. It jumps around all over the place. Let's go to Virginia, brother Chris. Call him at 571-571. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Strip and Shoot Radio broadcast. How can I help, brother Chris?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Calling in to first to say Shabbat Shalom and then a question. Did you happen to receive the offering?
Oh, boy. More likely I did, brother Chris. More like I did. It's kind of hard for me to keep it up in my mind. You know what I mean? I have to check the books.
Yes, sir. Okay.
But it takes me about a week or two to answer the letters back, if you know what I mean. That's why I asked. And let me use this as an opportunity. Saints, if y'all want to hear a quick reply from me when you send an offering or a letter of support, include your email address. We don't share the email address with anybody. But if you include your email address, you can usually get a quicker response than if I'm going by mail. All right?
Yes, sir.
Got it, brother Chris?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Bless you, brother Chris.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Man, this system is just not cooperating tonight. Let's go to Louisiana. If I can get this mouse, man, shoot. Jesus. Where's the hardwire mouse at? This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Strip and Shoot Radio broadcast. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom, sir.
Shabbat Shalom, sir.
This is our brother Gary again. I called you a while back.
How you doing, bro, Gary?
I'm fine. Still looking at you and learning more. I called in to thank y'all for Straightway in Houston. We went, me and my family, my wife and son, went in fellowship with them.
What did you think about that, bro, Gary?
It was real good. Had a nice experience. Elder Mitchell is a real powerful man, and whenever I have a question, he gave me his number and he answers it right away.
Glory to the King. Hallelujah.
That just was causing the praise the Houston family and how you have them set up and raised, and they're really blessed. And I'm hoping they can rub off on my family and we can continue to grow.
Hey, they following our lead up here, and Elder Mitchell and Brother Greg is the one who's spearheading that movement down there, man. Them brothers, man, they have just been some faithful Israelites, unbelievable. So they're doing the work of the Most High Yah down there, and Brother Josh and them is definitely to be commended. I love them all dearly, all the family down there. Beautiful people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, they are. I was just calling in to give them a nice praise and commend your movement, how you're doing, because it wouldn't be them without you, so had to commend you on what you're doing.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Texas again, I guess. Yeah, Texas. Brother Daniel. Call number 951-951. It's Pastor Dial, Unit Service Youth Radio Broadcast. How can I help you? There, Brother Daniel.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dial.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Pastor Dial, I was just wondering if there's anybody here in New Mexico that I can meet up with or have Shabbat shalom.
Uh-oh, we was hearing you, Brother Daniel. Now you're cutting in and out on us. Brother Daniel there? Oh, shoot. We lost Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel, make sure you call and leave a message at the dining hall, okay? Let's go to 901-901, Brother Vernon. This is Pastor Dow, you're on the Stripper Truth Radio Broadcast. How can I help, Brother Vernon? Brother Vernon going once. Brother Vernon going twice. Shalom. Well, he's out too then. New York, Brother Dominic, call number 718-718. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Truth Radio Broadcast. How can I help, Brother Dominic?
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, my pastor, my shepherd. How are you?
Doing well, son. And you?
I'm doing very, very, very well. You know, been a long week and truly, truly amazing to come into the Shabbat, to have a true rest, to be able to rest my mind, rest my body. So it's a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, I was just calling in to just say, you know, that I'm here. Listening in, appreciate you and the messages that you've been bringing forth, especially the messages that you've been putting out throughout the week. It's truly been keeping all the saints here encouraged, just sending my blessings and just letting you know that I'm truly, truly still praying for you and all the saints up there and all the elders that are, you know, scattered abroad and all the pastors also. Still lifting you guys up and it's keeping you guys in my heart.
Hallelujah. Well, bless you, son. Appreciate the prayers, the offering, letter of support. I need it. So I thank y'all, man. Glory to the King.
Glory, Pastor. I'm looking forward to seeing you for Passover. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. All right. Let's go to North Carolina. Call number 919-919. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio Broadcast. How can I help you? What's that?
Hey, this is Omar Norfleet, and I've been a Christian all my life. How you doing, Pastor Dow?
Doing well, doing well. How can I help you?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been something. This is my first radio blog conversation with you. So what happened to me is, like I said, I've been a Christian for over 30 years, and I had a friend of mine that was a Christian, and then he went over to Egyptology. And we had a conversation,
yeah.
And he made me so mad that I determined that I was going to prove him wrong, that I knew Egyptology was of the devil. So as I started doing my research, I started finding holes in Christianity and some of the things that he was saying. And so
right.
As I started doing more research, and I got around, and I was going in books and everything, and I was reading, and then I ran across the Hebrew Israelites. And I started just following them, and then I found out, well, those brothers ain't on nothing up, because I know I read Deuteronomy and Leviticus and all those books, and I know when God said a stranger, it means that somebody that's not of the blood covenant, that if they change
yeah.
their ways and they would choose to walk after the Father, then they would also be treated as one that came up with them. So, constantly looking at things, I actually found you online, and I've been watching your videos every day. Probably about 4 hours a day, really, believe it or not, as I work, because I'm a security guard. And so I've been talking
right.
to you. I actually spoke to Elder Becker today, and me and him discussed some things. So I'm still new. I'm learning. But God bless you. I am with you, and it has really just changed my life. It caused some problems as well, because I'm actually a minister at Emmanuel Praise and Worship Center in Durham, North Carolina, 2905 Fairmont Street, but I live in Butler. And so the Sunday worship, you know, a whole lot of things, man. It's just causing a problem even in my household as I'm bringing this message even to my wife. And, you know, right now she just has a rebellious spirit and don't want to humble herself to the things of the Lord. But I'm going to carry on, and I just wanted to thank you and commend you for your teachings. And one of the things that really made me cleave to you and your ministry is that you talk about the things that most people don't want to talk about, and you address those hard issues, the questions that we always had. And I even spoke with one of the elders at my church. I was like, listen, while after listening to you, I was like, why are we even here today when we know for a fact that the Sabbath is not Sunday? I said, but we're here worshiping today, and it doesn't make any sense. So I said, this day is my last day being here on Sunday. I said, if we can't worship on the Sabbath, I'm not going to come up in here and, you know, act the fool. I just can't do it, especially now that I know, just from trying to find out more about Egyptology to debunk my brother, you know, and prove Christianity, which I've always been able to do. But after I looked in those holes, man, I was like, we're doing so much stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with the Lord. And I said, you know, his defense was, but God will fix it. I was like, well, he didn't fix it when the people decided to turn against the law of the Lord when Moses went up to the mountain, came back down, and the earth swallowed him up. I said, God calls us to righteousness instead for us to know righteousness and not do it. It's like having a recompense mind. It doesn't mean that you forget what you know, but if you choose a lie over the truth, you know, you'd rather choose a lie over the truth, knowing that you're wrong. And I said, I can't continue to come here on Sunday, and we're supposed to be worshiping to God on the Sabbath. I said, but not only that, I said, think about all the blood that's on our hands. I said, because I've been out in the streets, guns, drugs, all kinds of stuff. And you could take the hardest gangster on the street, the hardest criminal, and even now they won't drink, they won't cuss, they won't play their music. They'll change on Sunday, even though they know they cricket. But even they would get respect on Sunday because they think that it's the Shabbat, and it's not. I said, but it's the church's fault because we are leading these people to hell. I said, because to break one commandment is to break them all. So who gave us permission to change the Lord's day? So that's how I got connected, and I'm just grateful and thankful for everything that you do, and I'm still learning.
Hey, do you think that church will invite us to come down and try to have a nice civil discussion with them?
Well, I'm gonna speak to Pastor Bronson. I'm scheduled to speak with him tomorrow. But me and I'm gonna have a conversation. So that's when I'll find out. But I'm pretty sure that we always invite people. Like I said, we have a small congregation, but we always invite people. So I don't see that being a problem. But since he is the head pastor of the church, I just want to run that by him first and see if that's okay. But I would love for you guys to come down.
Hey, let me run something past you here, okay? Give you a little bit of wisdom, all right?
All right.
You can worship Yah every day, but the seventh day is Yah's rest day. Are you following me?
Yeah.
So if you're going to church calling it the Sabbath on Sunday, you're in transgression. That's what you can say to them. So we should actually be switching these services to the commandments of Yah.
Right. And see, my only thing is, I know that we can worship every day, but the thing about it is it's so dangerous right now that, you know, God calls us to light up the world. So if we don't lead in truth, how can we talk the truth if we don't lead in truth? And we got to start leading in truth. So it's not enough to say that we can worship every day. I mean, it's something that we really have to do so the world can see, okay, the holy day is on the Shabbat. It's not on Sunday. And so that's a transgression. And even if we come together and worship, it's still deceiving the world because they think the Shabbat is on Sunday. And the whole Christian church is actually, we're actually guilty of actually doing that. And so we worship and praise God, and the real believers actually worship and praise God every single day. But at the same time, if we see that we are causing our brother to fall, then we got to switch that up, you know, in the eyesight of God. And so that's my whole thing. I'm like, even if if we start worship coming together on the Shabbat and still do Sunday, I have no problem with that, you know. But people, we need to lead by example because people are watching us in the community. and we're spreading lies and we're causing people to sin. And so that's my issue. And that's the issue that I have.
See if you can get your wife and them to tune in to Shabbat service tomorrow.
Okay.
Tell her that I asked if she would tune in.
I will. I mean, I've the issue with that, and not trying to put all of my stuff out, all of my business out there, is that we've been married for over 11 years now, and there's always been some issues, some deep issues that we've always had in our marriage. It just didn't start with this right here. There's been some things that's going on in my home, and some things that are happening in the marriage, and some issues that aren't biblical. And I've often spoke to her about this. It's just been some things I've just been dealing with that I shouldn't have to deal with, but I've been putting up with it because in Christianity, once you marry somebody, you're pretty much stuck with them for life. And I've seen some things.
I don't know where that stuff comes from.
Yeah, I've seen some things in my marriage that, make me go, but like I said, I went in the room. I didn't see anything take place myself, if you know what I'm saying. So I can't wrongfully accuse, but they said, well, there's smoke, there's fire. And I've seen the smoke. But nevertheless, I am, this is a walk that I know that I'm definitely going to have to, no matter what, I'm going to make sure that I'm living the way I'm supposed to live, and make sure that my son, he's 7 years old, that he's going to know the truth. And if she doesn't want to follow, then I'm not going to force her, because before when we first got married, I had to drag her, force her to come to church. And some of the things she's doing, she's just not doing what she needs to do as far as a woman of the Lord. She doesn't have that dedication. She does on the outside and everything and what people see, but I know what she does at home, and I see what kind of relationship that she does not have with the Father when she's away from the crowd. And I say, if your walk is real, it should manifest itself in every area of your life. I said, I've never seen, even being a Christian, I've never seen a Christian that would never pick up the Bible and want to study the Word of God to show themselves approved. And I said, with me being a minister, I said, a whole Bible study, I said, like, why don't you want to even study the Word with your husband so that I can teach you something, because I am your head, But it's just always been a rebellious thing. And like I said, I messed up, really, because I should have consulted the Lord before I even married her anyway. But she was a Christian. I was a Christian. I was working all the time. At the time, I was working for Durham County Jail. I was working there as a detention officer, and she was going to school and working. And we didn't live together. Didn't shack up or anything like that. But I found out, real quick that every Christians are on different levels. You have some that are fence straddlers that are not serious about the walk, and then you have some that are. And so I never really got to really take the time. I know our family really, really well, and they're wonderful people. And I knew her, and we knew each other for a while, but the conversations that I should have had was about her death as far as her understanding and the things and what she was supposed to be doing in the Word of God, and especially your life changes once you become married, the things that you do according to Scripture. And,
all right, bro. We'll try to talk about that, kind of like off air before we go in and get into any more greater detail. All right.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
All right. Keep listening.
Oh yeah.
All right. Let's go to Ohio. 614-614, Brother Jermaine. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight With Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Well, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor, and Shabbat Shalom to all the saints. Pastor, I just wanted to call in and thank you for the wonderful hospitality last week during Shabbat and inviting us to your home and being able to have the opportunity to sit down with the saints and Mother being able to be around the saints and be blessed. So it was just a wonderful time, and we truly appreciate the invite, Pastor.
We enjoy y'all. We enjoy Mother Beasley. Brother Jermaine, it's amazing. How old is Mother Beasley? 92?
92, going on 93.
Hey, tell everybody where Mother Beasley stays at whenever y'all come to visit.
Well, every time that we come down to the land, no matter it be a short visit or for the feast, Mother Beasley always stays in Pastor Dow's home and in the guest room.
Isn't that something? Ain't too many other pastors like it, is it?
I don't know of any out here in this world that would do anything of that nature, especially as much as you do it and as much openness as you give Mother Beasley to your home.
Hallelujah. Well, it's good hearing your voice, my brother. Hug Mother
Beasley,
boys.
One other thing I just wanted to thank you for all the videos that have been coming out lately. I don't have often the chance to say that, but I want to thank you for it. But then more than anything, Pastor, I just want to give a shout out to not only you, but to the elders and to the assembly heads, to the deacon, to our teacher, and just thank them for, you know, the love that they show for us. As much as we may work hard to be Israelites and do what we need to do as Israelites, but oftentimes, you know, with this world being a part of us, we don't do things the way we should do them. And when we have not only that leadership, but then we have brothers that follow that same leadership, and they show the true love that Yeshua spoke about in John 13:35, that they show the love of the Father by how they love their brothers, how they love the saints. And I just want to give a thank you to that, and I pray that all the brothers continue to do that, because it's a blessing. And, again, that comes from the head, that comes from the leadership that we have when it comes to you. And we just truly appreciate you, Pastor, and we love you, and we look forward to seeing you again at Passover, Yah willing.
All right. Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Boy, Brother Dez, if you're listening, we've been looking for your videos. We've been looking for those testimonies. Hallelujah. Let's go to Arizona. Call number 480-480. Where you at? Man, this thing. Let me get this mouse on. This mouse is just cutting a fool. Arizona, 480. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. How you doing?
Shabbat shalom. Blessed are the Most High Yah and highly favored.
It's just good. It's good to hear to your voice, Pastor. You know, it's been a long week. You know, how are things going over there with the Straightway folks? Everything going good on the property?
We thank Yah for the Shabbat. I promise you that.
Just calming down a little bit, Pastor. It's definitely just some trying times. You know what I mean? I tell you, they've been chemtrailing out here in Arizona like crazy. I don't know, Pastor. Just wondering about the times. You know, a lot of things are going on. You know, just trying to kind of put my mind at ease. You know, it's like you kind of know something's coming. You know, you kind of get that feeling. You know, but you don't know exactly what it is. And you know, I kind of look at I probably don't see as much in Arizona as like the rest of the country does. In general, it seems like not a lot of the craziness that happens in places like Chicago and crap like that. And I'm just wondering if you're kind of feeling it too. You know, just wondering if maybe something huge is just over the horizon. You just don't know exactly what's going to be. You know, and I guess the only thing I really see, Pastor, is the chemtrails. I don't know exactly what it is they're doing. You know, there's all different kinds of theories on exactly what they're doing with that stuff. And you know, as you walk daily life and just kind of consider Yah and everything, you just wonder, like, should I be trying to do more or make people more aware of this? Should I just shut my mouth? You know, what exactly are they doing? I don't know. I'm just kind of having these thoughts, Pastor. And what do you think? Where would you go with all that?
Well, no doubt, you know, there's something on the horizon with Charles to occupy until it comes. I'd be careful about who I actually minister the word to, that's for sure. I wouldn't concern myself too much of what the world is doing, be informed what they're doing, because it's part of the signs of the times. But other than that, I'll just keep myself in the love of Yah. I wouldn't concern myself with anybody else outside of the faith, unless the Most High Yah had actually sent me to them or give me the unction to minister to them.
I got you there, Pastor. I sometimes kind of get a vibe that maybe like awareness with people is just kind of going up, but sometimes I wonder if I'm just kidding myself, you know. I don't know. I wonder if it's like America is kind of having an awakening, you know, and maybe we are, maybe things are turning for the good, and I'm maybe too pessimistic some of the time, you know. Other times I don't know. I sometimes ask, well, what does Pastor Dow think? You know, he maybe think I'm kidding myself there, or you know, maybe not so much. Maybe it is kind of fair to middle of the road. I don't know. What do you think, Pastor? You think America's kind of waking up, or do you think maybe we are kidding ourselves if we're seeing that?
Oh, the world's getting worse, and it's going to continue to keep waxing worse and worse. Men are going to be deceived and keep on being deceived, and that's just all there's to it. The world is not going to get any better.
All right. So just keep, right, you know, because I would say, Pastor, I do kind of have a bit of a hard heart, you know, but I do think you're out there and everything, you know. I mean, you definitely with the word and everything. I don't know. So you just see men's hearts getting even harder, and you know, things getting even rougher out there, basically, not getting better, basically.
Not getting better. That's about it. All right, bro, I'm going to go ahead and get to the next caller. Shabbat shalom.
All right. Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Thank you.
All right, let's go to where are we at right now? Jesus. Let's go to Wisconsin, bro, Jim. Call number 626-626. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Strawberry Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat shalom, bro.
I am just right now so glad to be able to enter into the Sabbath rest.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've been listening to different people talk about different things, and, you know, the gentleman who was speaking with you earlier, who is a minister, I believe, and
yes, sir.
I could certainly, you know, relate to, you know, what he was talking about. And I've been there with some of that myself. And you know what? It's tough coming to the truth. But you know what? When you got the realization of what truth is, you just kind of got to grab hold on it and just hold tight and just stay with it.
Correct. That is correct.
And so it just this week has just been tough dealing with a lot of legal issues, and I'm hoping to put the majority of the trouble behind me Monday morning. Other than that, I'm actually I'm very encouraged, extremely encouraged. You may be aware I had communicated with Elder Doug, and my wife asked me if she could come with me for a visit at Straightway.
That's good.
Which absolutely blew my mind, Pastor Dow. Absolutely
Don't
blew my
down.
Mind. Oh, yeah. But, you know, the thing about it is ever since I've taken a change in my posture, you know, I've You have spoken to some of the things that I've shared with you, and ever since I have taken actions, it's like, wow. You know, the change is just amazing, and it's incredible, and very, very, very thankful for that. Very thankful for that. A little bit concerned for Brother Tyler tonight. I got a message from him a little bit ago that he's not feeling well, so I'm hoping that he will feel good enough that we will have Shabbat fellowship tomorrow in the morning, and you know, we'll look forward to that. But Shabbat shalom to you
all, right,
and all of Israel.
All right, my brothers, good hearing your voice. Keep Brother Tyler lifted up in prayer.
Amen. We'll do, and we'll lift you up and the ministry as well. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Arizona again, 602-602. This is Pastor Dow. You are on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Bless you, sir.
This is Nobby Meeks. Amen, amen. This is Nobby Meeks. I just have a quick question in regards to Matthew 19 and verse 8. And I wanted to kind of get your understanding on that in regards to divorce, remarriage, and so forth.
Hey, did you see all the videos I did today on that?
Well, I saw a few of them. I did see a few of them, but by the way, it was some good, great pointers. It's just I was a little bit confused about this particular one in Matthew chapter 19, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Okay, the first thing we have to do is we have to put everything in proper order and perspective. You know, the people, you know, the man who actually gave, or the Elohim that gave Moshe the commandments was Yahshua himself. So when he comes on the scene and he's speaking to the people, we have to realize that he's speaking from that light. So it says over here, and he said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. First of all, number one, that is a mistranslation, because you can find nowhere in the scripture that Moses suffered a man to put away his wife. What Moses did do was write in Deuteronomy 24, verses 1 through 4, where they could actually give them a bill of divorce. Because if you go to Malachi 2:16, it tells you that Yah hates the putting away. So you see, that's why the Messiah also says that he think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. So a lot of times when you're reading the Renewed Covenant, you're reading the pensmanship of the Europeans who have actually hijacked our culture, and they end up being biased in their translation and translating a lot of these English words to suit and to fit their particular culture, their paradigm, and their society. That's the reason why it's important. That's why Paul said over and over again, I speak to them that know the law. Jesus said, think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Isaiah, Yeshayahu says, to the law and to the testimony. If they don't speak according to this words, because there's no light in them. So that's what we're dealing with right there.
Okay, yes, amen. So basically, of course, the law, it is the, you know, Moses, the law came by Moses, right? And grace and truth came by Jesus. So we totally understand. I get the fact that the law is vitally important. And I do agree 100% that the law have not been done away with. But this is where I was looking at here in verse 9, where he goes on and say, if you do these things, if you put her away and take on another, then you commit adultery. So I guess my question is that really adultery? Is that what he's really saying? Is he saying, okay, once you get married to her, because we got a lot of cases out here, you know, as you do know, we got a lot of cases. I mean, even with Christianity all by itself, you know, we were taught a long time ago that, you know, well, she's a sister in the Lord, you can marry her. You know what I mean? But the thing of it is, the Bible said, be not unequally yoked. So we're looking at this as we're looking at that as well. And so we get a lot of people that do these things ignorantly. And then you wake up one day and then they say, well, you got to stick with it forever. And if not, you're going to die and go to hell. Well, you know, that's the message out there. And I'm just like, wow, you know.
Yeah, the message out there is contrary to what the word says, because there's one instance in the Torah in itself where if a man humbles a woman and then he turns around and gives her a bad name and try to bring an evil reproach on her, then come to find out that that was not the truth, the Bible says he shall not put her away all the days of his life. So, but then with Matthew 19:9, I'll go ahead and tackle this since Christianity and culture rearing and everything else has done tore up everything today. We'll answer from a Torah biblical instruction perspective. Matthew 19:9 says, and I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, meaning she found some uncleanliness inside of her, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. Stop right there for a second. A man can have more than one wife. A man can have two, three, or four wives. A man can have two, three, four wives, two or three concubines. So if he puts away a wife and he marries another, he has not committed any adultery at all. What it's saying is that if this man, because you got penmanship, gymnastics going on here from the translators, and they don't know what in the world is going on because, again, they're trying to translate the word from their own culture looking through their own religious biases, and they can't get it right. And he says unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except to be for fornication or uncleanness, shall marry another, committeth adultery. The one that commits adultery is someone, if the woman has been put away and yet she did not get a bill, or she did not get released in any kind of way, the one is sleeping with her commits adultery, the woman commits adultery, and the man gets a spot against him for dealing treacherously against his wife and causing her to commit adultery, and he's going to be judged by that measure according to Yah. And whosoever marrieth her, which is put away, notice, because she has not received a bill of divorcement, she has not been legally released.
Okay.
Whosoever marry her, which is put away, doeth commit adultery. So if you are dealing with a woman that has not had a legal, or have not, let me see, we're going to say legal because we're going to mix it up. If she has not had a bill of divorce handed to her in her hand, then he calls her to commit adultery. Over in Malachi, we got a man that is dealing treacherously with a woman. He's putting her away, but he don't want to give her a bill. That's what Yah hates. And so this man is in transgression as well. And so the ideal is for a man, if he doesn't want to be judged as a transgressor as well, he better give her a bill, because the actual divorce decree was for protection for the woman that is being put away anyway. Does that make sense, brother?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
And what we got is we got these false teachers, and we got a lot of people that's not qualified to actually preach and teach this word. And they're out there giving personal opinions. They go to school. They go to theological seminary, cemetery, whatever you want to call it. And they rehash what these other people have taught them, and they don't know the law because they're not Israelites. And they need to shut their mouth because they're doing a lot of damage to people.
Amen. Yeah, really, for sure. I mean, that's a great answer, too. As well. So, and I'm learning a lot about, and I don't want to hold too much of your time, I just want to get straight to it, but I'm learning a lot from you as well concerning, you know, polygyny, okay? And man, I must say, I mean, it really touched me like never before. I'm like, wow. I'm like, wow, to be honest, because it's all in the scripture. And I looked at that debate, and that debate was a very good debate. Of course, the other guy, he lost horribly. But yeah, like I said, the doctrine of polygyny, I thought that was just wonderful. But what happens if you're dealing with, because you know a lot of sisters ain't going with that. So what would you do about that particular situation? How would you go about that if a man is considering?
Well, there's a lot of people out there that they teach and preach that you have to have the approval of the wife in order to get married to another woman. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that because that's giving over your manhood. It makes no difference whether the woman who you're married to approves of it or not. It's none of her business. You got a covenant with her, and then if you decide to make another covenant with another woman, you made another covenant with another woman. That's two total different marriages according to the Torah. Now, for health's sake, if you want a healthy environment and stuff, you want to spend some time, make sure you get this first wife correct before you bring in another, because all you would have is an unhealthy environment, and then pretty soon you'll be writing two bills of divorcement and putting away because as a man, you ain't putting up with that nonsense.
Right. That's true. All hell will break loose, basically, if you try to bring them into one place. I mean, you know, yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, there's answers for everything. It's just about, does people have a righteous spirit to do right?
Right, of course. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Well, Pastor Dan, I do appreciate the answer. I mean, it really was a blessing to me. Thank you. I will continue watching. I've been watching Straightway for about a year. And the reason why I watch, because there's a lot of truth there. And so I've been blessed by your broadcast, and I just want to say that. Thank you. God bless.
All right. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
You know, simply, there's just a lot of people that ain't even qualified to be called a minister because they was ordained by the wrong institutions. That's the truth. I'm getting to the point. I'm literally getting to the point. If you come here to this ministry, don't tell me, you know, pastor, don't tell me, you know, elder, no deacon, no bishop, or none of that stuff. If you have not come through the vein of an approved Israelite, some type of ministry or assembly, one that Straightway needs to approve of, because we've seen a bunch of bootlickers come through here claiming to be or somewhat, and they're so far from it. It's so worldly, so deceitful, a bunch of liars, a bunch of snakes. And I just tell you, it's unbelievable. I'm serious. It's unbelievable. We know what's coming out of this hub. Hallelujah. Let's go to Utah. Call number 385. This is Pastor Dowling on Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hello, Pastor Dow. Is this?
Hey, come on with it.
All righty. Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat shalom.
I had a question for you. I'm 26 years old, and I've been inside of 5 different women, and I was inside of 1 woman for the first time, and I was curious what the words of Yah would say I am to do proceeding forward.
Well, first of all, number one, because, you know, you're outside of Israel doing all that mess and all that garbage. You're basically running around being a whoremonger. You're humbling all these women and stuff and perpetuating whoredoms upon not only them but yourself. You're a whoremonger, and they are whores, because you're not laying with them and you're not giving them an agreement. You're not giving them a contract. You're not giving them and trying to designate them as wives and stuff. And what you need to do is stop that nonsense until you know what the hell you're doing, and keep your pants zipped up, and then stop all this whoring around before you find yourself in a living, burning hell. That's first and foremost.
That step has been taken.
Now you need to get up under some type of mentorship so you'll know what you're doing as a young man.
I've been watching your Straightway Talks for a little while now, and it's been enlightening me as to the wrongs of many things I've been doing, along with everyone around me. And I thought it'd be a question to ask for many young people out there who have been behaving in this manner for a while now.
Well, you better stop living like the Gentiles and get on your knees and really hit them hard. Make sure you tune in to tomorrow's Shabbat service, okay?
At 11 o'clock, correct?
Yes, sir, Central Standard Time.
All right, and are you able to access that through YouTube, or is it through your website?
Online-church.org, the one that you see, the website behind me on YouTube.
All right. Thank you very much, Pastor Dell. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. I tell you one thing. You better stop living out the manner of the Gentiles. You're going to go too far. I'm telling you. In spirit and covenant mindset, you're going to go way too far, and there will never be a chance of redemption from it. I promise you. People toying around with the Most High. Y'all, let's go to Brother Israel. Call number 646-646. This is Pastor Dow. You're on Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Bless you, Brother Israel. I can help you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know that you keep your finger on the pulse of religious views, but my question tonight is on the political end, because I know you touched upon this on several videos of yours, but I just wanted to get your inside opinion about how close are we to, I guess, World War III or some form of conflict with Russia or Korea?
Don't know. What we are charged to do is occupy until it comes. I know we're close. That's all I can say. But we are always to be ready. That's what we are. We are to always be ready.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that answer. And secondly, Pastor, if you can, something that's been I've really been praying for, and I was wondering maybe something that I've noticed with when I was involved with these paganistic churches, there is a lack of discernment within the body, and I was wondering what kind of advice you can give, or how can someone strengthen their discernment muscle?
Well, there ain't no such thing as a discernment muscle. The way you strengthen discernment is by walking close to Father, keeping the commandments, and making sure you have a good relationship with Him and growing in grace and knowledge and experience is one of the best ways to actually increase in discernment. And, of course, one of the nine gifts of the Spirit is discerning of spirits, which mostly pastors have. And if you're a pastor and you don't have discerning of spirits, you probably ain't too worth two dead flies as a pastor. But, you know, people have discerning spirits to some level or something. But it's all about having a closer walk with Yah. And there ain't no ifs, ands, buts, and maybes about it. There's no shortcuts to it. That's just the way it is.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Dow, for your answers. Have an awesome Shabbat. And have a good night. Thank you again.
All right, Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Brother Vernon, 901-901. This is Pastor Dow. We're on a Tribute Radio broadcast. How can help Brother Vernon?
This is Brother Run.
Brother who?
Brother Run.
Brother Run, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. This is Brother Vernon, my wife, Jessica. We're just calling to say we enjoyed your show. I've been really tired lately. I've been working really, really hard. We got our first set of silver mailed to us earlier this week. And,
glory.
Yeah, it's really been we've been excited about it and really thinking about getting some more, but we're trying to figure out more how we're going to get out of Memphis. And get our own land, try to find out where we can move. Well, we don't really know where to move because, you know, we have four children, and they're small. And, you know, figuring out the whole homeschooling thing, is everything's just really difficult. You know, I'm young, and we have family and everything, but they're not walking in this walk. And, you know, I like I told my wife, it's better for us to just, you know, move on and if they really believe, then they'll follow our lead because we're following your lead and following, we're going to follow after Yah, you know. So, you know, other than that, we just wanted to call in and say Shabbat Shalom to all the saints and thanking you for everything you've done. And I know she's excited and she wanted to say a hi and everything. Here you go.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you.
All right, bless you.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to hold you up, Pastor. I know that I'm supposed to be still calling at Dinah Hall and finding out more information on, you know, what we should do as far as moving and where we should move because I don't want to make any more false steps in my life and on my journey because I can't afford to. You know.
Hallelujah. All right. All right, be encouraged.
All right, thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. All right, let's go to Missouri. Call number 816-816, Sister Jasmine. It's Pastor Dow. How can I help you?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Corey, Brother Snow.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Snow?
I'm doing well. Just want to say Shabbat Shalom, and can't wait to see everybody at the feast. And I actually called... Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I actually called because.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I actually called Pastor because I had a question about. It's actually about the restoration of Israel. I recently did. Oh, I started earlier a study on John the Baptist and the prophet Elijah.
Okay.
Yes, sir. As far as just the, you know, as far as just the lifestyle that they lived and things like that. But can I read a few passages of scripture out of Isaiah and Malachi to better explain the direction I'm going?
No, just go ahead and tell me.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, the way in which they had lived, you know, John the Baptist crying out in the wilderness, you know, preaching repentance, baptizing, preparing a way of the Father. You know, the word talks about how the spirit of Elijah would turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. And that would actually prepare the way, or that would actually prepare the way or set the stage for the Messiah to come. Well, my question is, what exactly about in the way that the John the Baptist lived? Because I think that was symbolic, just the lifestyle that he lived as far as being out in the wilderness, denying himself, set himself apart. Like, does that speak to how we should live now since he prepared the way back then? Does that speak to the way that we should live now and as far as how we should actually prepare for the Messiah to come now?
No. No, it doesn't. As a matter of fact, the book of Acts, Mashalim, is an actual blueprint of the way we should be living. That's the reason why he said over in Jeremiah, I'm going to give you pastors according to my heart, which will feed you with knowledge on the stairs. One thing about pastors, you see it mentioned in the Old Covenant as well as the Renewed Covenant. When you're dealing with prophets like Elisha and John the Baptist, they live by themselves anyway because these were highly anointed men of Yah that Yah took care of him themselves. And they both had a particular mission at hand. And far as what the signs of the times and when we're going to be moving into those particular times, surely that's what the word says, that the Most High Yahweh Elohim will do nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. That's the reason why you don't hear too many people saying, thus saith Yahweh Elohim in this day, because there ain't no prophets. There's not too many of them. There's some people who have the spirit of prophecy, but we ain't never seen nobody who has the actual anointing on them like Elijah and Elisha and Moses. But when they come on the scene, like those two witnesses, I promise you, there ain't nobody that is full of the Ruach is going to miss them.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in the middle of my study, I mean, if you don't mind me speaking after that, I was reading Malachi chapter 4 at the end of chapter 4, and it talked about basically, I'm going to flip that real quick. Let's see. Real fast. I don't want to take up too much time. Let's see. I'm almost there. Oh, that's Michael. Sorry about that. Well, it says Malachi 4 in verse 4, it says, remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded to him and Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. And, you know, you mentioned the two prophets. I remember Jesus Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration talking to Moses and Elijah. So my question about that, like, I don't know if anybody knows, but, like, was he talking to him about the end, like, his coming?
Nobody knows because he didn't share that information with the disciples or the apostles at that time, and he sure didn't tell us through John the Baptist over in the book of Hosum, who actually wrote the revelation of Yahshua HaMashiach the Divine.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Now, he also did say that John the Baptist was Elijah that came if you would have received him. You remember that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, hallelujah. Yes, sir. That's pretty much it.
All right, son. Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom.
Let's go to Texas. Brother Christian, call number 713-713. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Sherbet Youth Radio broadcast. I can help you there. Brother Christian.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. How are you tonight?
Doing well. Christian, you working hard?
Working real hard, yes, sir.
Good. Glory to the King.
I have a new understanding of 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. I got this about a month or 2 months ago. And I wanted to share with you about 1 and 2 months ago, but I kind of got to it. But the way that I was brought up, that showed me the scripture, and they told me, see, you don't need any man to teach you. I was taught that all you need is yourself and the Bible. But now I have a new understanding of it when it says that you need no man to teach you, but the anointing that teaches you in his truth and is no lie. That means that no man needs to teach you what is wrong. You know what is wrong. And you don't need any man to tell you. I mean, you do, but you don't need someone to tell you what's wrong when you know what's wrong. And I'm sure the anointing will tell you what's right, but lately I've been taught what's wrong. So I just wanted to share with you my new understanding of that 1 John 2:27.
All right. Bless you, Christian.
Yeah, I also have a question.
All right, what's the question?
I was reading, First Corinthians 15. Paul writes that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Correct.
And then he says, we shall not all sleep, but some of us shall be changed. Isn't that flesh and blood inheriting the kingdom of God?
No. Because if you read on a little bit further, we shall all sleep, we shall all be changed in the moment and twinkling an eye at the last trump. And then the dead in Christ shall rise. And it says, and this corruption shall put on incorruption. Read a little bit further.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So that, yeah. I want
oh,
that
yeah,
part,
yeah,
so
yeah.
That. Yeah, with that far. So,
all right, keep
plowing, that.
Christian. Keep plowing, okay?
Okay, I keep plowing. I'll talk to you later. Shalom.
Bye, Shalom. Keep plowing. Stay encouraged, young man. Louisiana, call number 337-337. This is Pastor Dow. You on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat Shalom. I don't hear much females on this call. However, this is my first time. My name is Polly, by the way. I'm new
what do you
to
say,
the
Polly?
Faith. Yes, like yes, P-O-L-L-Y.
Okay.
And I'm new to the faith, and I desire to live a life of total obedience. And my thing is keeping the Sabbath. I'm a dialysis technician, and Friday.
You what?
I'm a dialysis technician, and on Fridays
okay.
I work maybe like until 9, and I know that the Sabbath starts like at sundown, so I'm kind of having trouble trying to leave work before sundown. So
and what are you again?
A dialysis technician. I work with people that has kidney failures.
Oh yeah, I know what it is. Sister, you continue to keep working with those people and see what the Father would do to set you free. All right, because what you're doing is something to help deliver people and stuff. But I tell you one thing, I would actually go to the administration office, go to whoever people working, who's ever above you, and tell them about your religious convictions and see if you can actually change your time on that one day and volunteer to work at what they will call an inconvenient time on first day.
Okay. And because I'm new to the faith, what are some of the steps that I can take as far as I'm reading about how a woman should dress, how she should carry herself, and I just need guidance.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Have you listened to our Sisters of Sisters broadcast at all?
Yes, I did yesterday, but I didn't know how to chat in or like
how I'm doing now. I didn't know that I have to press 1 in order to be in the call list,
queue.
I guess.
Right. So
yeah.
I'll tell you what you do, sister. What I want you to do is call the number that you see behind me on YouTube. That's the dining hall phone number, okay? And I want you to ask for Sister Carol, Sister Nellie, or Sister Ashley. Ask for one of those three, okay?
Yes.
Okay. And one of those three would be a mentor to you to lead and guide you in the right way, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
But you have to make sure you call now, okay?
I will. And
right.
I'm also going to listen to the Shabbat online tomorrow.
Well, hallelujah. Online-church.org, okay? 11 a.m.
Okay, thank you. Yes,
be encouraged.
Thank you.
Shabbat shalom. Last call for the night, Indiana, call number 260-260. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight With You radio broadcast. I can help you there in Indiana.
Pastor Dowell?
This
Hello?
Is me. Shalom.
Oh, my goodness. Shalom. My name is Brittany. I'm new to the – I've called into the dining hall. I first want to say thank you for your videos, your website, the beautiful sisters that you have at Straightway. They've been very helpful, very gracious, very kind. I did have a question about keeping the Shabbat.
Okay.
I read, I can get to it, in Isaiah 58:13, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable in, shalt honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Is that, is it permitted for me to give my husband his conjugals on the Sabbath?
No, you don't want to do that on the Sabbath. You got 6 days you can labor, do all your work, have all your conjugal rights and all the other stuff, but you don't want to be doing your own pleasure on his holy day. That day is exclusive for him.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Like I said, I'm very new to the faith. I'm still, you know, I'm learning every day, reading the word, listening to sister, and your videos and things like that. And I just was unsure. So I wanted to get clarity. Thank you so much.
Well, yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Well, glory to the King. Good questions here tonight. Hey, see y'all tomorrow morning. I bless you all. Sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat shalom. The King is coming. Thank you.